Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
Quick disclosure, this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing I say constitutes direct investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any securities. It represents my personal views at the time of the recording, and markets may perform differently than I expect. All investment involves risk, including loss of principal. With that said, let's get into it.
The wealth gap in America has now stretched to grotesque proportions, reaching levels that would have been unimaginable even a decade ago. The top 1% of households controls 32% of the nation's net worth, or more than $43 trillion in assets. That means just a tiny sliver of society owns nearly as much wealth as the entire bottom 90% combined. This is not capitalism functioning properly. It is the predictable consequence of a monetary regime that has abandoned discipline in favor of political expediency. The top quintile of wage earners now accounts for 58% of all personal consumption, the highest share ever recorded. This is not because the wealthy suddenly became more enthusiastic shoppers. It is because the bottom four quintiles have seen their living standards obliterated by the relentless rise in prices. When food, clothing, energy, and shelter consume nearly every dollar of income, discretionary spending disappears. The middle class isn't merely struggling. It is being systematically erased. And yet, the political class insists the answer is to elect more socialists who promise to level the playing field by dragging the rich down to the standard of living of the poor. This is not economic nihilism masquerading as compassion. The problem is not that the wealthy have too much. It is that the Federal Reserve has been allowed to expand the monetary base by trillions of dollars, enriching the banks and asset holders while simultaneously destroying the purchasing power of everyone else. Inflation is not some mysterious force. It is a political choice. It's a policy choice. And it's the most regressive tax ever conceived. The Fed's 2% inflation target would be harmful enough if it was ever achieved. But even that ill-advised goal has been out of reach for over 5 years. Prices are not merely high, they are unaffordable. A decline of CPI from, say, 4% to 3% is meaningless to a household that has already been crushed by cumulative price increases. Consumers do not need prices to rise a little bit more slowly. They need them to fall. But the Fed cannot allow that to happen because falling prices would expose the fragility of the asset bubbles it has spent decades inflating. The top 20% of earners cling precariously to these bubbles, credit, equities, and real estate, hoping they will continue levitating long enough to preserve the illusion of prosperity. But illusions do not last forever. Washington has done an admirable job of keeping the business cycle at bay, at least superficially, by adding trillions of dollars to the base money supply. But the juggling act is becoming exhausting. The hundreds of billions of dollars now being funneled into the AI-related debt have only served to exacerbate the existing credit bubble. When this bubble finally bursts, interest rates will spike violently, and the real estate and equity markets will be brought to their knees. The Treasury and the Federal Reserve have gone to extraordinary lengths to protract the current business cycle, but they have not repealed it. Recessions have not been outlawed. The laws of economics have not been suspended. They have merely been delayed. And every delay increases the magnitude of the eventual downturn. Please don't believe there'll never be another recession or economic crisis. There will be, and it will be massive. The numbers for those who still are capable of confronting them are staggering. Total gross national debt has now crossed $39.2 trillion, up nearly $3 trillion in a single year. And the Congressional Budget Office projects the fiscal year of 2026 deficit alone will reach almost $2 trillion. Net interest payments on that debt have already surpassed $628 billion for just the first 7 months of the fiscal year. More than $88 billion of interest payments a month, now exceeding what the federal government spends on Medicare and Medicaid for the first time in history. And of course, surpassing outlays for national defense. This is not an abstraction. This is a sovereign that is being consumed by the cost of its own recklessness. And the CBO's own projections tell us that interest payments will more than double over the next decade. Meanwhile, on Main Street, the carnage is impossible to paper over. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York reported on May 2026 that 4.8% of all outstanding consumer debt is now in some stage of delinquency. Credit card balances 90 days or more past due have surged to 13.12%, the highest level since the wreckage of the 2008 financial crisis, while auto loan delinquencies have hit an all-time record high. These are not lagging indicators. They are the sound of the foundational cracking beneath the edifice Washington insists is structurally sound. The consumer is not resilient. The consumer is drowning. And the debt that has kept the illusion alive is the anchor pulling them under. This is why we remain very vigilant. The macroeconomic conditions of slowing growth and disinflation are not hypothetical estimates. They are factual, and they will manifest in the June data when it's reported in July. And so we have positioned the portfolio accordingly. While Main Street is positioned for a stronger economy and rising inflation, we are prepared for the exact opposite. We have increased our gold position recently, and we also added exposure to the miners for the first time in a long time. And this is at a time when they are being thrown away by the market because, ooh, the Fed's going to hike three times this year. That is false. They are absolutely not going to hike three times into a mid-year cycle, not when growth and inflation are slowing pretty significantly. This is precisely when disciplined investors should be accumulating precious metals. Gold and dividend-paying equities, which have been wiped out this year. Gold is down over 35% on the mining. The miners are down 35%. Which is incredible. This is when they should be accumulated. And they should be the stars of the second half of the year, especially as the fear of additional rate hikes begins to fade, as the data proves that to be the appropriate action of our Federal Reserve. Patience is not merely a virtue. It has become the only appropriate investment strategy. The wealth gap will continue widening until monetary discipline is restored. The middle class will continue shrinking until inflation is allowed to fall. Not just disinflation, deflation, falling prices. And the asset bubbles will continue expanding until the credit cycle finally snaps. And it has not been abrogated. It has not been canceled. It will emerge. And you better be aware of it. Because when it does, those who properly prepared for the great reconciliation of asset prices will prevail. Those that chased 100% long the AI-driven mania with reckless abandon will have their retirement plans obliterated. Not just decimated, obliterated. Not just attenuated, wiped out. However, those that accurately invested safely and prudently according to the second derivative of inflation and growth will not only survive, they will absolutely thrive.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com. Or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.